cake is in the contest. But all the cakes look the same to me. How do you tell which is which?
Maybe you can't find it, but Mom knows exactly which one is hers because she made it. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. I'm glad you're here today. Let me start by asking you, do you ever feel like no one notices you, or maybe that there's nothing special about you? Well, guess what? I've got some great news. God knows you, and He thinks you're really special. Remember, He took the time to make you completely different from anyone else, and He loves you more than even your mom or dad loves you. Want to hear it from the Bible? Well, here it is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1. The Lord made you, and now He says, don't be afraid. I saved you. I named you. You are mine. When you have troubles, I am with you. The story today is called, That One's Mine. Hey, Dad, how many people are on earth? Asked Ava one evening. I don't remember exactly, said Dad. Billions. Did you talk about that in school? No, said Ava. But our Bible club teacher talked about how God loves every person, and some of us were wondering how many people that would be. Well, I don't know the number, but your teacher is right. God does love each one, replied Dad. Since there are so many, you'd think He'd forget who's who, said Ava. I mean, lots of girls have brown hair and brown eyes and are named Ava. There are even two in my class. So how does God know which one is me? She grinned. You know, the one hoping for a new bike for her birthday? Dad laughed. Don't worry, honey, he said. God knows you're the one who wants a new bike. And I can't seem to forget either. Mom came in and picked up her sweater. The cake baking contest at the school gym is tonight, she said, and I'm ready to leave. Who wants to come along? We all do, said Dad. Let's go. At the gym, cakes on identical glass holders filled several tables. They're all alike, exclaimed Ava, except some are white and some are chocolate. They're being tested strictly for taste, not looks, said Mom. So the rules said they were to have no decorations, but I know which one is mine. Her eyes searched the table. Look, Mom pointed to the table with chocolate cakes. The second one from the end, that one's mine. Are you sure? Ava asked. It looks the same as the others to me. Not to me, said Mom. And yes, I'm sure. I made it and I see little differences, like how the frosting is swirled. Dad smiled at Ava. Remember what we were talking about at home? God made you and He sees you as a special person. No two people look the same to Him. Mom knows her cake and God knows you. There's no way He'd mix you up with anyone else. So how about you? Do you ever wonder if God knows who you are? Well, He does. He created you and made you the way you are, and He knows everything about you. The Bible says He even knows the number of hairs on your head. Know that He loves you and cares about every part of your life. Our key verse today is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1, Thus says the Lord who created you, fear not, I have called you by your name. You are mine. And our key thought today, God knows you. Maybe you have some questions about today's Keys for Kids. Start by asking your parents or maybe even a pastor. And you can also ask us. Visit keysforkids.org and click Contact Us. Send us your question. We'd love to help you grow more in your relationship with God. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. We'll catch you right back here tomorrow.